The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
I'm gonna be the one to make you understand.
This week, a record 1.3 million people applied for the 2027 London Marathon. And last weekend, over 13,000 people took part in the Dublin City Half Marathon. And with all this popularity, it makes us wonder, why do people run marathons? Well, the man who can answer that question has joined us, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin, Brendan Kelly. Why do people run marathons?
Well, I think there are as many reasons as there are people, but there are some, you know, recurring patterns. People run marathons and do extreme sports. Mainly, they say they enjoy it. Now, I know exceptionally little about this personally because I do not enjoy either running marathons or extreme sports. But people do claim to enjoy it and claim to get a high while they're doing it and give that as the main reason, the enjoyment, the pleasure and the sense of accomplishment. You're not convinced. Okay, you're not convinced.
I am and I aren't because part of me thinks, and I have run in the past, part of me thinks that yes, there are times when you convince yourself you're enjoying it, but some of me thinks it's some kind of orthorexia. Do you know what I mean? That it's telling yourself you enjoy something because you... I don't know.
You think you should? You think it's good?
I think some people are very compulsive and obsessive. I think that's part of it too.
Are they running to something? Or running from something.
Oh, right. Well, a lot of people
straight
are
in there
running from something. We're running from our thoughts, and we're doing all physical activities in order to quiet our thoughts. You know, our brains are too complicated for us to cope with. We think too much. We think repetitively, and many people do things to turn that off. Some people drink alcohol. They take drugs. They try and forget in that way. A much healthier thing is to focus on a physical activity that narrows your focus. You're really kind of tuned into your body. You're using the sort of the wisdom of what your body can do in order to quiet those thoughts and, you know, really quiet the mind, achieve a tranquility, a serenity, a detachment that you might not able to be otherwise achieved. So that's another big reason for these activities.
People do talk about exercise for their mental health and saying it's good for the head, and that is true. Is it actually addictive? Because, you know, you said some people take alcohol, some people... gamble and shop and do all other sorts of compulsive things. Does exercise fall into that category truly?
Yes, it can. Certainly the runner's high, the endorphins, the waves of sort of detachment and happiness, this can become addictive. People can keep wanting to achieve that. I don't think that's the main reason that people do these sports. I think it's more psychological. I think people are reaching for meaning. They find meaning through, if you like, effort, through resilience, through purpose. And this can give meaning in some people's lives. And often it's hard to achieve meaning in life. Some people's lives are these, Shane, you're looking at me, but I'm going to go ahead anyway. Some people's lives are these howling wastelands of meaninglessness where they're searching for anything at all that gives them a sense of purpose. There isn't even sort of a tumbleweed of meaningfulness passing through.
That sounds like me in Dalyman Park every Friday night waiting for
a howling wasteland of meaninglessness.
Yeah, but and then what you're really reaching for is a kind of identity. So if you run a marathon, you can change your story. You can tell yourself, I am not, you know, living a life devoid of purpose. I am a person who runs marathons, who runs half marathons and who does amazing things.
How do you know somebody runs a marathon?
Well, you don't need to figure it out. I think they probably tell you themselves.
Yeah, exactly. They absolutely do.
I'm being facetious, but like, it can be a positive. That can be a positive. There's nothing wrong with
looking for... We're also really surprised that this could be a positive.
Yeah. Yes, this could be a positive. Yeah. I mean, there are lots of positives with this kind of thing. A sense of achievement, a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning, a new identity, a new community. Often people who participate in these sports connected.
And you probably feel fitter and therefore more energetic and stuff too because you are now a runner.
Yeah, so there are definite benefits as well. So a lot of the benefits mentally and physically come through enhanced sleep. If you do physical activity, you will sleep better. And sleep is a magic medicine for nearly everything mentally and physically. And that will help.
Is that actually true? And is it just because I'm an old fella? But every time I do intense exercise, I find it harder to sleep because I'm lying there and everything is paining me. I'm groaning and moaning.
There are risks from overuse, over-exercising, joint pain, muscle pain, and then specific injuries as well. And you can become a little bit dependent on it. I don't think any of the three of us are in much danger of becoming
dependent on exercise. No, I don't
think so. Too much exercise.
No. Here's an interesting text. Why do I run? Simple. I run because I love it. Nothing nicer than a 10K run. I actually get excited pre-run. Clears the mind, de-stresses. That's kind of the point you were making, Brendan.
Yeah, it does clear the mind, and it's a glorious state to be in. And, you know, as someone I know who runs, I asked her, you know, what are you thinking when you're running? And, you know, her response was, she was puzzled. There's nothing in my head. She said there is only the running.
Yeah, and the cadence, that rhythmic thing is important too, isn't it? The cadence of it's like meditative almost, or in some fashion.
It's like a mantra, the repetitive motion, the sound of your trainers on the footpath, and it gets into a very strong rhythm, and this is soothing.
Shane mentioned being an alpha. People do seem to take up running in their middle years. Is there something behind that? Is it like people feel that their own sense of mortality, their body has fallen to bits, so then they start pushing themselves physically or something? Is that part of it? Because it does seem to be quite a middle-agey thing, isn't it?
Yeah, look, middle ages are the time of, or when one is middle-aged, that's the time of greatest unhappiness. Interestingly, it's a real trough in terms of happiness, because many people are working in a career. Maybe they don't like it, but it's too late to change. Maybe they're not working. There might be children who are, for the record, a very great joy, but also bring with them burdens and financial expenses. There can be mortgages. So people tend to reach for meaning. They tend to reach for identity at that point, asking, you know, what is life about? How can I, if you like, re-sculpt my sense of myself? And in the modern day, we really reward this kind of activity.
Yeah, and it does kind of give you an achievement, because sometimes if you haven't got a sense of achievement or purpose in other bits of your life, but if you run a marathon and get a medal, it's like the Montessori school race in the egg and spoon, you all get a medal. But you get a medal at the end of the marathon, and therefore you have now achieved something, even if the rest of your life, as you say, is a howling wasteland of meaninglessness.
Yes, yes. And yet again, Kira, we come to the fact that you're reaching for any kind of achievement or any kind of symbol that you've actually done something. And this will do the trick quite nicely.
Yeah.
A half marathon, a marathon, a 5K, 10K.
Foil Arms and Hog have a very funny sketch of a guy going, you came 596th and they gave you a medal. Like, that's not much really, is there? I did one of my best times. Katie's been in touch. I'm in my 50s. I started the Couch to 5K recently. I'm not a runner, but I keep going. There's a great community of us now. When I run the Sunday, sometimes I'm on a high all day, and yes, I feel better overall. Best thing to do is to run, then walk, then run, and eventually it gets a bit easier. Very good advice, Kitty. Interesting she said that, because I was about to ask you when she says about the great community. I was going to say, it's quite a solitary thing. Like, I think back to probably when I was happiest was when I was on a football pitch running around, and I had that feeling of not thinking about anything, didn't matter what was going on in your life. But that was a much more of a, there was a community.
Because that's called a team, Shane.
A team, exactly. Yeah. But running is much more solitary, although maybe Kitty would have me believe otherwise.
So running can be solitary, but it can also be very, very social. And people connect not only in person when they're running, but across various apps, comparing times with complete strangers in other countries, and all these new kinds of connections that social media and technology allow people to achieve. And this is really important, because you might have people who are awkward socially, don't do well at, you know, a drinks party or chatting, but will do really well when there's a shared activity, say like the park runs at the weekends.
Do you know what's quite interesting though? Because Kitty is saying she's doing a Couch to 5K, but a 5K is one thing, but a marathon or an ultra marathon or those Ironmen, those types of things are much different.
Grueling.
Because they are grueling, exactly. Yeah. They take a toll on your body. You're chafed all over the place. Your toenails are falling off.
Okay, thank you, Kira. We're good there. So we'll
but
move.
You know what I mean. It's physically
grueling. You had him at
chafed. I had him at chafed. I lost him at chafed, I think. Yeah. It's physically grueling. I mean, there's a difference between someone who runs, goes for half an hour, 5K, and someone who does the hardcore extreme thing, like in a marathon. And what's the mindset shift there, Brendan, that people... Like the marathon is hard on you, man.
It is. Look, I mean, the health advice is that we should all do 150 minutes of moderately vigorous physical activity per week and strength exercises on 2 days. This means a moderately vigorous 30-minute walk 5 days a week, and then some strength exercises, either the weight of your own body or dumbbells or kettlebells or something. Now, the people who go way, way beyond that, I've literally no idea why they're doing it. There is no demonstrable health benefit.
You're here to tell us.
Well, I was going to ask you, are there certain types of people who are more likely to do endurance sports?
Yes. Yes, there are. And these are people who find that controlled suffering is psychologically rewarding. This is a pattern you find in many sports. You find it in religions as well, and certain kinds of psychology.
It's an obsessive thing, isn't it, a little bit?
Yeah, there's a compulsive aspect to it. And this notion that if you push yourself to the point where you're feeling pain, but you're controlling that pain, it gives you a sense of control over suffering. And that sense of control over suffering, it might not be apparent in other areas of your life.
Can I ask you as well, though, about people who do the extreme version of things? I often have a sense that to feel good about themselves, that perhaps they're coming from a place of low self-esteem or something, and to feel good about themselves, they have to over-deliver, because just being good enough isn't good enough. And is that part of what pushes certain people to, you know, just running themselves ragged, basically? No,
it certainly is. I mean, it's like an extreme version of the other purposes we spoke of. People who really want to identify themselves as the person who runs across the Gobi Desert three times in a week or whatever, they will push themselves well into the pain zone and knowingly into the self-harm zone. And they will do so knowing that they will have joint problems in older age and for the rest of their lives. But the desire for meaning, the desire for purpose, or the community that they achieve through this is enough for them.
Is that healthy? Not physically, but is it mentally healthy?
It often isn't. It very commonly isn't, because it does lead to this very one-pointed existence as opposed to a more rounded existence where you have lots of sort of different relationships, different activities and a sense of balance. It is an unbalanced way to live that is mentally and physically less than optimal. I wouldn't go as far as to call it a mental illness, but it is an unhelpful pattern of behaviour to be going to that extreme.
I remember having a patient many years ago who was one of those extreme sport types, Ironmans, etc., and they had developed an enlarged heart as a consequence, because, Jane, their heart muscle had done so much work, it had it'd grown bigger. But now this was problematic. This was now a pathological situation for them. They now had significant heart problems. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to them, because I had all the letters from the cardiologist, et cetera, saying, you need to stop and slow down and all that. And the answer to that was, no, this I can't stop. This is what I do.
This does become a compulsion. And nowadays, it's very much a release from what we would call cognitive overload, which is we keep getting asked questions. We have to decide things and do things and work and think about things and so forth. But when you're in the zone in these extreme sports, it is like you are on a different planet. It gives you complete relief and release from the pressures of you know, the rest of us endure day to day,
and that's freedom. Just people who don't get any satisfaction for like a nice cup of tea and a bun. Are there people who just don't have that in them? Like, I'm quite indulgent of myself, but not everyone is.
Yeah, no, being able to enjoy these very simple things is important. It is huge. It prevents you becoming obsessed about other things. And there are many people I've seen, I wish they would not do this sports to the extent that they do. They present with compulsive problems, and you really wish that they were able to just sit down and enjoy an episode of Emily in Paris like the rest of us.
Okay. One last text. I started running yesterday because I attended the Great Limerick Run as a supporter last weekend, and the energy and vibe was so amazing. I was jealous of everyone's happiness.
So look, that's a really good motivation, a very pro-social motivation for exercise. Extreme exercise, multiple marathons, is not healthy for the vast majority of people, but a certain amount of exercise does bring meaning, connection, better
enjoy
health.
Enjoy everything in moderation, basically.
Especially moderation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. As always, thank you for popping into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.